Israel's Prime Minister Shimon Peres is in Washington, D.C. this week to confer with high-level U.S. officials. His visit follows his summit with Egyptian President Mubarak last week. This afternoon, the Israeli leader and President Reagan met at the White House. NPR's Elizabeth Colton reports.
Israel's Peres comes to Washington only weeks before he is scheduled to step down from the prime minister's post and exchange roles with the current foreign minister, Yitzhak Shamir. This rotation was arranged 2 years ago as part of Israel's coalition national unity government. But what was expected to be little more than a farewell visit for Prime Minister Peres has now taken on a new importance because of Peres' recent achievements towards bringing peace between Israelis and Arabs. At the White House this afternoon, President Reagan said that the Middle East peace process was the major topic for discussion, and he praised Prime Minister Peres' efforts in that direction.
We noted favorable trends in the Middle East, not just the longing for peace by the Israeli and Arab peoples, but constructive actions taken by leaders in the region to breathe new life into the peace process. No one has done more than Prime Minister Peres to that end. His vision, his statesmanship, and his tenacity are greatly appreciated here.
President Reagan said that other items on the agenda of his meeting with Prime Minister Peres were American economic aid to Israel, international terrorism, and Soviet Jewry. The president assured the Israeli leader that the plight of Soviet Jewry will remain an important topic in all the talks between the U.S. and the Soviets. I'm Elizabeth Colton in Washington.